Hi, everyone. I'm Alicia Esposito, Senior Content Strategist for Retail Touchpoints. And today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Benoit Grouchko, co-founder and CEO of Temo. And Temo is a performance marketing platform built for brands with brick-and-mortar locations. Today, we're going to dig into the role and impact of mobile this holiday season. And he's going to offer some best practices to help retailers better bridge that connection between their digital and physical presence. So Ben, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So obviously the name of our series is the Holiday Insights Series. So I thought a good way to kick off our conversation would be to reflect a little bit on last year, because I felt like a lot of the headlines were revolving around the increased role of mobile. Like it was almost like we were reaching a whole new tipping point. So to kick off our conversation, I'd love for you to share a little bit of your perspectives on what happened in 2018 and ultimately how it will impact 2019, specifically that the role and impact of mobility.
So I think a few things. First one is, you know, mobile is taking such a prominent place in our lives that it's really becoming the number one device and digital channel right now. And especially when it comes to marketing, this is where users spend most of their time. And it's not just about spending time, it's also about where they spend the most time searching information, consuming media, and all of that. So I think this is the first thing. And so as a consequence right now, mobile is really all over the, you know, consumer life cycle. So I think this is why it's taking such a big, it has so much importance in marketer strategies. This is only going to increase in 2019. And I think that's what we've already started to see. And especially as holiday season is coming over, I think we should see more and more programs and initiatives from brands really leveraging the full potential of mobile.
Got it. And you noted that mobile impacts or facilitates several areas or the entire customer life cycle, which kind of connects to my next question for you, is around, you know, where that impact will largely be taking place, or where you think it will be taking place. You know, that more couch commerce, you know, people are at home, you know, scrolling through their phone, you know, after dinner with the family, or, you know, whether it's going to be more of a traffic driving, you know, store augmenting type tool. Is it fair to say that it'll do a little bit of both, or do you think that retailers will tend to gravitate to one over the other?
No, I think it's going to be on both. It's really going to be all over the place. But when you think about those two you mentioned, the first one, you know, mobile is just a digital device, but it's being used pretty much the same way consumers used to have a laptop or a tablet. I think on the second point, this is where it becomes really different, because it's really with us during our, you know, shopping experience. And so I think this is where mobile becomes really unique in a way to drive more traffic and deliver, you know, better ROI for advertisers, because it's with us before we get to the store, it's with us while we're in the store, it's all the time with us. And so that's very interesting for marketers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like we've been talking about mobile for quite a while now. I think that the term couch commerce came to be around like 2014 or so. And it seems like everyone's talking about it, but retailers are still really trying to figure out what use cases make the most sense for their consumers and also for their brand. And I think that ever presence of mobile is such an important point. I'm really glad you brought that up. So I guess the question for you is, you know, what do you think retailers are still struggling with or even getting wrong as it pertains to using mobile successfully, especially to drive traffic? Because like you said, it's a really critical connecting point, right, between the consumer, no matter where they are, and the brand, you know, the brand location. So, you know, what are they still struggling with? And what opportunities do you think are most significant, especially as we're looking at it through the lens of holiday experiences, you know, driving that excitement and awareness around store-specific holiday activities?
So I think the huge opportunity with mobile, and this actually ties back to the reason why we started Timo, my company, is that it's actually a bridge, because it's with us every day in our pocket. It's a bridge between the physical world and the digital world. And so in particular for retail and commerce and brick and mortar commerce, mobile is an opportunity to really tie accurately digital marketing investments to the performance that happens in store. And as we know, with, you know, everything that's happening around the holiday season, with customers you know, running into stores and doing a lot of shopping over there, I think where retailers can really increase the return of their investments is on really challenging the performance of the investments that they make and trying to find the best, you know, solutions. By the way, whether they're mobile or not, right? But mm-hmm. in general, I'm saying that can deliver the best performance for them. So this is one. This is, I think, one area where there is still room for improvements, especially with holiday season coming along, which is such a key period of the year when it comes to store traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, especially when we take into account the ebbs and flows of the holiday season, right? I think some research has even indicated that people are already, you know, not just actually researching products, but purchasing them for the holidays. So, you know, I know we're dealing with a bit of a squeezed season this year, and, you know, taking into account those people who are early to the whole process. I mean, I think retailers are kind of thinking about all of this earlier and earlier. So, I mean, what recommendations or you know, tips do you have for those brands that are thinking big picture, you know, not just that the heart of the season, so to speak? You know, what opportunities do they have to really maximize the reach and an engagement opportunity of mobile, you know, during all of these key periods of the season, you know, the early stage to the heart of the season to, you know, as we get into that final stretch, right? Like right into Christmas Day.
Yeah. So actually it's interesting because there's two words you mentioned there. One is reach and the other one is engagement. And I think it's really about that. It's really about how to target your potential, you know, your audience, your potential prospects. And so you make sure you're really reaching out to the customers who are in your core target. And then it's not just about reaching out to them, but reaching out to the most relevant one with the most relevant offer for them, right? Mm-hmm. You'd want to have clearly a personalized communication with some tailored offers. And then likewise, like depending on, you know, the profile of each prospect, adjusting the intensity you're communicating with them with. So I think this, you know, like the whole marketing strategy that you're putting in place, where it's not just about, you know, talking to them 3 days before Black Friday, right? Or on December 15th, you wanna make sure that you proactively start, you know, increasing your awareness and then have as much impact when it comes to consumers actually making a decision.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. And I feel like, you know, one of the things like that keeps coming up, you know, when we're talking about the power of digital, obviously for the consumer, it's that, you know, real time, you know, a brand is engaging with me at the most relevant moment, you know, sharing the most relevant information. It's extremely powerful. But then on like the brand side, it's I can quickly gauge how my target consumer is interacting with whether it's ads or experiences, and ultimately how that drives, you know, some sort of action or lack of action, right? So it's that, you know, feedback loop that allows them to, you know, make more informed decisions and ultimately be more successful, especially as they're trying to capture all of that mind share and, of course, that wallet share as well. So, I mean, does testing and learning kind of play a role in this process, especially as we're thinking about the holiday season? You know, there are a lot of different offers and, you know, messaging tactics out there. Everyone's trying different things. So, I mean, how does that scale to mobile specifically, and what you do every day? Do you see testing and learning becoming a more widely adopted practice? And if so, you know, what do you think is a, you know, what do you think is the best approach in that regard?
So I think it's an instrumental part of the process for sure. You know, I think the retailers that are going to win in the end are the ones who are constantly challenging their strategy. Obviously, they want to have a clear vision, right? But then always be on the look for opportunities. And this is where testing and learning comes into play, because whenever you've spotted something, you obviously want to, you know, give it a try and be clear on what your objectives are, basically, and whether this helps you better achieve those objectives. And learning from this in order to scale after that, right? Mm-hmm. If it's working and go full steam. So I think I wouldn't say testing and learning for the sake of testing and learning, because there is no point in testing stuff if there is not a clear view and action plan behind, right? Sort of where is this going? How does it fit into my overall strategy? How does it help me better execute or, you know, get to my goals? But then having a clear, thorough action plan in case of, you know, in case you actually end up meeting the targets that you had expected, in order to really take advantage of that. So mm-hmm. I think the retailers should definitely test things to get to the next level. And in particular, this is something that we're seeing a lot, is like, all right, so what is the KPI I'm using to measure performance, right? Having a clear way of benchmarking, you know, the different options that they have, and in order to clearly be able to, you know, take the right decisions and maximize the performance in the end.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, this is great. And I mean, a quick follow-up question for you, because, you know, we have been discussing the ever presence of mobility, you know, that it's always within reach of the consumer, if not in the consumer's hand, most of the time. So it's a very, very personal device, and personalization has been table stakes for retailers for a while now. But I feel like we're at an interesting point in the marketing world, because on one hand, consumers are expecting that relevance. But on the other hand, there are a lot of conversations around data use, you know, data privacy. Consumers want that information to be used on their terms, or they want more transparency around how their information is going to be used. So do you think that's going to play a factor at all in retailers' mobile and holiday marketing strategies? And if so, you know, what key considerations would you call out there in order to strike that balance well?
So I think absolutely this is a topic that is getting more and more attention for good reasons. Users are getting more and more aware and sensitive about their privacy. And I think, you know, to get back to what you were saying and what we were talking before in terms of personalization and optimization, I think nothing should ever come at the cost of a user's privacy. I think the way the ecosystem should look at this is really by thinking in place of the consumer. And it's actually quite simple, making sure they're aware, they're fully informed of what's going on, and that they have full control. So, mm-hmm. you know, in no case a user should feel, you know, should be surprised or should feel threatened about some sort of personalization. I think it should really be, you know, sort of clearly approved, agreed upon by the user, and they should be very comfortable with it. I think retailers should have that, you know, privacy first mindset. And it's not just about having it, it's also about making sure they pick the right vendors that share that mindset in order not to put their brand at risk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's excellent. So, I mean, with that, Ben, I'm, you know, as we're getting into the heat of the holiday season, as we hear more retailers promote new campaigns, you know, share insights around how they're kind of going to market this season, do you have any final tips or best practices for retailers, especially in regard to really perfecting that mobile engagement opportunity, or even better, any predictions that you have in mind that we should look out for as we get into the heart of the season?
So in terms of predictions, I would say that we should see more and more, you know, interactive and user level dynamics leveraging mobile, and the fact that mobile is with us, as you said, and so it's much more interactive than, like, you know, a traditional media campaign. And then in terms of tips to retailers, look, what I'd say is, you know, every year is the same. It's such a crazy period. I think we should all, you know, keep our heads cool and think long term in terms mm-hmm. of what, you know, what's the best way to manage that period of the year. And at the same time, definitely being, you know, on the look for opportunities and the new trends. And so based on the on how things are going, being very agile to maximize the impact.
That's great. I love that you brought up thinking long term, because I feel like a lot of times retailers get lost in that the big bucks opportunity, right? And why Q4 is so critical, and they use that as the really key go market period. But then it's like, once the season's over, all of those innovative ideas and all those really fun campaigns fall by the wayside, and it's like we almost get back to the status quo again. So I think determining how you can take these really critical moments and, you know, learning opportunities and applying them to long-term strategy, especially for mobile, right? I think that's a really, really critical takeaway here.
Thank you very much, Alicia.
All right, Ben, thanks again so much for taking the time out. We'll definitely be on the lookout for mobile this season, you know, hopefully share some updates as the season goes forward. So thank you again so much for taking the time out to share your thoughts on what's happening in the marketplace, and of course, what the opportunities are for brands out there. So thanks again so much for taking the time out to speak with me today.
Thank you, Alicia. It was a pleasure.
And thanks everyone out there for listening. Take care. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Holiday Insights series. Want to get more best practices from retail's top thought leaders? Just subscribe to our Holiday Hub to get timely insights and best practices.